Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show. Joining me is Aaron Dieters, redshirt freshman goaltender from Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. Had a chance to visit with Aaron a couple weeks ago after her big win against RPI. First of all, Aaron, congratulations. You're 2-0, you personally. How does it feel to have been able to get between the pipes this year?
It's great. I was counting before the season started, and it was 595 days before I played last time, so it was good to get back in the net.
I know that game two in Pittsburgh and pregame, usually goalies kind of keep to themselves and not say a word. You're out talking to everybody and came up to me, and I asked you how excited you were, and you said, yep, 595 days. You're not a typical goalie, are you?
Well, depends what time it is. It's still pretty early, 2 hours before the game. I like to give some energy going, talk to my teammates, communicate. But once you get closer to the game time, I like to get down and just my time. So.
Well, you had your first career win that weekend in Pittsburgh. You got to keep the puck. Have you found a place to keep all your career mementos?
Yeah, I sent it. I gave it to my mom and dad to take back home to my hometown, and they have a spot at my high school that they're going to put it up.
Very cool, and I suppose with this last weekend's first career shutout puck.
Yep, got sent it home again, yep.
I love it. How has it been between the pipes? You've got to feel pretty comfortable with the players that you've got in front of you.
Yeah, definitely comfortable. We have a great team in front of us, unreal defense. Our PK is crazy good. It's easy to play in front of a team that you trust in. So,
Well, and you also are splitting the last couple weekends with an all-WCHA rookie, Brittany Mowat. How much do you guys play off of each other as far as getting pumped up for the games?
Yeah, it's great to – I have a good relationship with Brittany. We have great competition and healthy competition where we work off each other. Pre-game warm-ups we do with each other, and it's good to know that there's a teammate cheering for you and wants you to do good, as when she's in net, I'll be doing the same thing for her.
Your new head coach, Jim Scanlon, a former goaltender here at Bemidji State, one of the 50 greats. Have you asked him for advice, or has he given you any advice between the pipes?
Yeah, we've talked goalie when we do our meetings with him. He's focused on team right now, getting us all going. This is his first time around, so we're focused on team, and I'm sure deeper into the season we'll start doing more and more goalie work with him.
Your team is 4-0. Obviously, that has a lot to do with chemistry, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely starts. We're playing for our coach, and we're playing for each other, and it's a huge thing.
You're also receiving votes in the national polls. Do you pay any attention to what the media is saying about your team?
Yeah, we notice it, but we got to keep ourselves humble and keep going. Votes don't make us any better or any worse. We just got to play for each other and keep putting the puck in the net.
You're part of a freshman class that has played like veterans so far. How impressed are you with this freshman class?
I am very impressed. We have rookies coming in and putting up points already, defense that are playing on the power play. That's not very common to happen in a rookie class, so.
What kind of personal goals did you set for yourself coming into this year?
I wanted to play, so that was number one. Being here for a whole year redshirting, it's hard to just practice and watch games, but just to get in the nets and make Britt work for her job, and she's making me work for mine.
You've got a bye week until you play Ohio State. What do you do in this off week during practice?
This off week, where today we skated, getting back in condition, get a lot of touches and just stay on the ice, stay busy, keep working out, and have a long weekend this weekend to relax and hopefully watch the men's follow in our footsteps now.
Hopefully. What are you majoring in here at BSU?
I'm majoring in applied engineering, technology management, and project management. Doing a triple major because of my 5 years here, so.
What are your plans after school? Do you have an idea of what you want to do?
Yeah, either a tech ed teacher or design and build prosthetics.
Wow, that's ambitious. And obviously you're ambitious on the ice. Good luck the rest of the season, Aaron.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was Erin Dieters of the BSU women's hockey team. Up next, we visit with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, on the Beaver Radio Network.